This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. Ashhadu an la أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وأحسن الهدى هدى نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. We begin with the praise of Allah Azza wa Jal. We praise Him, we seek His help and we ask His forgiveness. Whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, there is no one that can misguide Him. And whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala misguides, there is no one that can guide Him. And I bear witness that there is no God that deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone and with no partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the slave of Allah and His messenger. O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah as He deserves for you to have taqwa of Him. Remember that at taqwa, it is to protect yourself from the punishment of Allah by doing as many good deeds as you can and keeping away from as many sins as you can. So have taqwa of Allah as He deserves for you to have taqwa of Him, and do not die except as Muslims. All mankind, have taqwa of your Lord who created you from a single soul and created from it its mate, and from them both He created men, or many men and women. And have taqwa of Allah, the one whose name you ask by, and fear Allah with regard to your relatives, and indeed Allah is always watching over you. O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah and speak a word that is true. He will correct your deeds and forgive your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has indeed achieved a great success. To continue, the best speech is the book of Allah, and the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the worst of affairs in this religion are newly invented practices, things that were not done at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions, but they were introduced into Islam after that. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told us that all of these newly invented practices are innovations, and all innovation is misguidance, and all misguidance is in the fire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created life and death to test us. Allah Azza wa Jal told us, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاءِ لِيَبَلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. The one who created death and life to test you, which of you are best in deeds. This life that we live is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like every test, it is a test that has difficulties and it has bumps in the road. Allah Azza wa Jal told us in the Quran, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدٍ. We created man in a situation where he is always struggling and suffering and working and striving with difficulty. That is the nature of the life that you lead. That is the nature of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed for you to happen to you in your life. There are times of difficulty. There are times of struggling. And this is the nature of the test that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us. And Islam gave us the perfect belief to understand why these tests happen and to appreciate the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the tests that Allah Azza wa Jal gives to us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described Himself as having infinite wisdom. Hikmatun baligha. Infinite wisdom that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in everything that He decrees. When a Muslim understands what you are required to believe as a Muslim, when you understand it properly, everything you have, everything that you need to be able to successfully overcome the difficulties that happen to you and the challenges that happen to you in your life, you have everything you need to be able to pass the test. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most just. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never oppresses any of His slaves. وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. Your Lord does not oppress anyone. Allah has given you what you need to be able to overcome these challenges and these difficulties. And from the greatest of what Allah Azza wa Jal has given you to be able to overcome these difficulties and to successfully pass the tests that you go through in your life is al-Iman bil-Qadri wal-Qada. To have proper faith in Allah's decree. To have proper faith in Allah's decree. And proper faith in Allah's decree is something that actually brings satisfaction to your heart, and it makes it easier for you to overcome the difficulties that happen to you in your life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran, مَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَمَن يُؤْمِن بِاللَّهِ يَهْدِ قَلْبَهِ وَاللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. Whatever calamities happen to you, none of them happen except with the permission of Allah. And whoever believes in Allah, Allah will guide his heart. The meaning of this part of the ayah is whoever believes in the qadr of Allah and the qada of Allah, the decree of Allah, Allah will settle their heart. Allah will make it possible for them to overcome these masa'ib, these calamities and these difficulties and these problems that happen in their life. They will get over them. Not only will they get over them, but they will come out of them better than they did when they went in by the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah will guide their hearts to believe in the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is the one who knows everything. On top of that, we see the opposite. And wallahi, from the many, many times that I have met with people who doubt their faith, or met with people who have left Islam, or met with people who have turned away from not only Islam, but away from religion, atheists and agnostics, almost every single one of them mention this particular issue. They don't have a proper understanding of Al-Qadr wal-Qadha. They don't really understand, why is this happening to me? The believer, when something happens to them that they find difficult or hard, they take the best from it. And Allah settles their heart, and Allah brings them out of it better than when they went in. That's from the grace of Allah, and from His mercy, and from His guidance, and from His tawfiq that He gives to His believing servants. So what we want to address in this khutbah is how, or what are the basic things that we need to know in order to benefit from this, in order to be from the people that Allah Azza wa Jal guides their heart. When something bad happens to them, when a calamity happens to them, they become more settled, their iman becomes stronger, they become nearer to Allah. Not that they become further away from Allah and they start to ask these questions, why did this happen to me? Why me? Do I deserve this? And so on, like the words we hear from the atheists and from the disbelievers, those people that Allah Azza wa Jal hasn't guided their heart. So the very first thing that we need to understand to get this guidance within our heart and for this proper iman in what Allah has decreed is, as we said, to understand that Allah Azza wa Jal created this life as a test. If you are expecting this life to be Jannah, then you are going to be disappointed, and you are not going to get that guidance in your heart. You're not going to feel settled with what you have. You're going to suffer from hatred and jealousy and all kinds of evil feelings in your heart, and you will not find tranquility, you will not find peace, because your expectation is wrong. You expect this life to be Jannah. You expect everything to come to you ease. You expect to always be in the best of health, to always have the most wealth, to always have everything go right in your life. Wallahi, this is the way of the atheists. This is what we see from them. Because when something bad happens to them, they say, how dare God make this happen to me? I don't believe. This is what we see from them. Because their expectation is that nothing should ever be difficult in this life. Whereas the expectation of the believer is that this is a life of difficulty. This is a test. Tests are not easy. Do you expect to go into your exam and sit in the room with a pen and paper and have the best time of your life? Or you expect that this is one of the challenges of life, that you have to answer these questions? That is a small test. How about the great test? The test which the result of it will determine whether you're from the people of Jannah or from the people of Jahannam, wal-iyadu billah. So when you realize the reality of life and you realize that life is meant to be a place of tests and trials. Some of those tests are through good. Some of those tests are through difficulties. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ وَنَبَلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً وَإِلَيْنَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Every soul will taste death. And we test you with difficult things. And we test you with good things. As a trial, as an examination, to see what will you do with the good things you have been given. What will you do with the difficult things, the bad things, the problems, the calamities that happen to you? What are you going to do? This is your test. And to Allah you will return, and you will be asked in front of Allah, what did you do when we gave you these good things? What did you do when we gave you these calamities and these difficulties? This is the first thing. Have the right expectation about why you are here. If you see this life as an exam, then you want to work hard. You want to pass the exam. You want to have the relief of receiving the book in your right hand. Ha umuqra'u kitabiyah. Inni dhanantu anni mulaqin hisabiyah. Come and read my book. I was sure that I was going to be taken to account one day. That is a sign of the successful person, the one who Allah has guided their heart. The second thing that you need to realize is that Allah Azza wa Jal knows everything. Wallahu bi kulli shay'in alim. Every single thing, everything that has ever happened, everything that is happening right now at this moment, everywhere inside of the earth, above the earth, in the heavens, on the earth, Allah Azza wa Jal knows it. There is no leaf that falls, وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا, except that Allah Azza wa Jal knows it when it fell. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows every atom, where it is and where it's going, and what will happen in the end. Allah knows the future of everything. Allah knows what is possible. Allah Azza wa Jal knows what is impossible. Allah even tells us what would happen if there was a God besides Allah. And there can never be a God besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-wahid al-qahhar, the one who is by himself alone, one. But Allah knows even what would happen if there was a God besides Allah. Allah knows that it would corrupt the earth. Allah Azza wa Jal tells us that it would cause each one to take what they had created, and they would strive to overcome each other. So Allah Azza wa Jal knows everything. And when you know that Allah knows everything, this should also settle your heart. Because whatever difficulty is going to come to you on this path, Allah Azza wa Jal knows it. Allah Azza wa Jal knows it. And this should do what? It should increase your reliance in Allah, increase your dependency upon Allah, increase your nearness to Allah, your seeking help from Allah, because you don't know what will happen to you tomorrow, but Allah knows what will happen to you tomorrow. You don't know what difficulties lie on your path, but Allah knows what difficulties lie ahead of you. And Allah Azza wa Jal knows how you need to behave to overcome those difficulties. So when we have understood this, then we understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wrote all of this in a book. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wrote all of this in a book, as Allah Azza wa Jal told us, مَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مِّن قَبْلِ أَن نَبْرَأَهَا إِنَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ. There is no calamity that happens on the earth, nor with yourselves, except that it is in a book before we bring it into being. And that is easy for Allah Azza wa Jal. Some people, when they hear this, it makes them confused or it makes them lost. And they start to feel like, does that mean that I have no chance? Does that mean that I have no hope? No, it doesn't mean that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never oppress you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you every opportunity. How many times does Allah Azza wa Jal mention? وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. We make them taste some of the lesser punishment before the major punishment so that they may return to us. You have a chance. Allah will not oppress you. You have an opportunity. But it should make you want to work hard and it should increase your reliance in Allah. Because it should make you realize that you need Allah. You need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide you what to do. You need Allah to help you to choose what is right. You don't know what the outcome is going to be. And Allah Azza wa Jal knows. So if you seek the help of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah promised that He will help you. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Those people who work hard, they strive hard for us. And the word jihad here is general, it's not just fighting. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا. They work for us, they strive for us. Those people, we will guide them. We will guide them to our ways. Allah promised He will guide you. He will guide you through this ocean that has no shore. Allah promised to guide you and Allah promised to help you if you seek His help. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. You alone we worship and you alone we ask for help. Perhaps one of the reasons that asking for help is mentioned here is because of how much you need the help of Allah. You can't survive without Allah's help. You can't survive without Allah's tawfiq, without success from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third thing you recognize is that everything happens by Allah's will, but that you have a will. Allah Azza wa Jal told us in the Quran, لِمَنْ شَاءَ مِنْكُمْ أَنْ يَسْتَقِيمُ وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. For whoever of you wishes to be upright. So Allah Azza wa Jal, He gave you the opportunity to make a choice to be upright. He gave you the opportunity to make a choice to do the right thing. Allah Azza wa Jal will judge you yawm al-qiyamah in what you used to do, in what you did, your actions, your choices. Allah Azza wa Jal will not take you to account for the things that happen around you. But Allah will take you to account for what you did and what you chose. But you need to understand that whatever you choose, you cannot choose something unless Allah helps you, unless Allah wills you to choose it. And this should only increase you in certainty of how much you need Allah's help. Because you choose something and it doesn't happen, it doesn't work out because Allah Azza wa Jal didn't decree it to happen. Because Allah Azza wa Jal didn't decree it to happen. And from this is realizing that guidance and misguidance are in the hands of Allah. At the beginning of the khutbah, you heard the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. مَنْ يَهْدِهِ اللَّهُ فَلَا مُضِلَّ لَهُ وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one that can misguide him. And whoever Allah misguides, there is no one that can guide him. And from this is the statement of Allah Azza wa Jalla in Surah Al-Hujurat, وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانِ وَزَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ وَكَرَّهَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْكُفْرَ وَالْفُسُوقَ وَالْعِسْيَانِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الرَّاشِدُونَ فَضْلًا مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَنِعْمَةً وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ. Allah made Iman beloved to you. You didn't know what Iman was. But Allah Azza wa Jal made you love Iman. And He made it beautiful to your heart. And He made you hate disbelief and defiance and disobedience. Those are the rightly guided as a grace from Allah and His blessing. فَضْلًا مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَنِعْمَةً. So Allah Azza wa Jal, whatever guidance He gives you, whatever ability He gives you to make the right choice, this is mahdu fadlillahi Azza wa Jal. This is nothing but the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal. In tu'adhibuhum fa innahum ibaduk. If you punish them, they are your servants to punish. They are your slaves. If you wish to punish them, they are deserving of it. And whatever guidance Allah Azza wa Jal gives you is from His grace and His mercy. So shouldn't we be grateful for it? Instead of blaming and talking about why is this happening to me and why did this happen and how can this be? Shouldn't we be grateful that Allah Azza wa Jal gave us the light of Islam? And Allah Azza wa Jal doesn't give this gift randomly. Wallahu alimun hakeem. Allah Azza wa Jal knows who to give it to. Alaysa Allahu bi'a'lama bishakirin. Isn't Allah the most knowing of the one who will be grateful? And Allah is the most wise. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala misguides a person, He misguides them out of justice and wisdom. And when Allah Azza wa Jal guides a person, He guides them out of His grace and He guides them out of His favor. And when you realize that, it increases you further in realizing how much you need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how much you need the help of Allah. You have to make the right choices. When you make the right choices, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you guidance. Allah Azza wa Jal gives you extra guidance. وَيَزِيدُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ اهْتَدَوْا هُدَى. Allah will give more guidance to those who are guided. And those who have chosen guidance, those who have tried their best, are striving and struggling as much as they can, Allah will guide them in everything. And so when you realize that, and you realize that everything that happens in this universe, whether objects or actions, is from the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal, then from this you have brought together the basics that a Muslim needs to understand why it is that things happen and how to get out of or how to survive the calamities and the difficulties coming nearer to Allah and not going further away from Him. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه يغفر لكم إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. We've been talking about the difficulties and the calamities that happen to people during their lives and how the proper belief in Allah's Qadr is what is needed to bring guidance to a person's heart and to bring peace to a person's heart. Now we want to talk about something which is very important and many people struggle with. If everything happens by the will of Allah Azza wa Jal, then why is it that we see calamities and difficulties and problems and suffering in the world? And for this, my brothers and sisters in Islam, we need to understand one very important point. That there is a difference between what Allah loves and what Allah wills. Allah Azza wa Jal only loves that which is good. Allah Azza wa Jal doesn't love disbelief. Allah Azza wa Jal doesn't love people to disobey Him. Allah Azza wa Jal doesn't love suffering and calamities. Allah Azza wa Jal loves that which is good. However, Allah Azza wa Jal decrees everything. So the question then is, why does Allah Azza wa Jal decree things that He doesn't love? Why does Allah decree disbelief when He said, وَلَا يَرْضَى لِعِبَادِهِ الْكُفْرِ? He is not pleased for His servants to disbelieve. And the answer to that comes back to what we mentioned at the end of the first part of the khutbah. Al-hikmatu wal-adl. The wisdom of Allah Azza wa Jal and His justice. And it comes back to what we mentioned at the beginning of the khutbah, that this life is a test. First of all, the wisdom of Allah Azza wa Jal, the infinite wisdom, hikmatun baligha. This wisdom dictates that not everything is the way that we would necessarily love for it to be. The justice of Allah Azza wa Jal dictates that there are going to be good times and bad times, and that there are going to be good people and bad people, and that the good people are not equal to those who are bad, and that the outcome for those people who do good is not going to be the same as the outcome for those people who do bad. That's from the justice of Allah Azza wa Jal. Or should we say that Allah Azza wa Jal should make the believer like the fajir and the kafir, like the disbeliever and like the evildoer? Should they be the same? لا يستوون عند الله. They're not the same in the sight of Allah. So Allah Azza wa Jal decrees tests and trials for us to go through. Every single one of the difficulties, every single kind of suffering, every kind of problem has an opportunity in it. Because Allah Azza wa Jal does not create evil for evil's sake. Allah Azza wa Jal does not create evil for the sake of it, as a game or as a joke. That's not from the characteristics and the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, every single thing that happens is there for a wisdom and a reason. And that means in every calamity there is an opportunity for you. There is a chance for you to get something good out of it. Look at the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the calamities and the difficulties that they went through, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions radiallahu anhum. And when you look at them at that moment, you feel like this was a bad thing. And when you see a few years later, you see how good it was for them, because they took the opportunity that Allah Azza wa Jal gave them. Yes, Allah might give you difficult times. Allah might give you calamities. Allah might give you troubles. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you within them opportunities and chances to come back to Him. Chances to get nearer to Him. Chances to increase your reward. Chances for your sins to be forgiven. When you recognize these opportunities, you settle in your heart. You don't feel bad. You don't start to feel that this is a terrible thing and there is no hope for me. But you see that this is a difficult thing. It's a difficult thing. That's why Allah called it a musibah. It's a calamity. It's a difficult thing to survive. It's a difficult thing. But in it, there is a chance and an opportunity for you. As for the justice of Allah Azza wa Jal, then listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran. Allah Azza wa Jal said, وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذْ وُقِفُوا عَلَى النَّارِ فَقَالُوا يَا لَيْتَنَا نُرَدُّ وَلَا نُكَذِّبَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّنَا وَنَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ بَلْ بَدَى لَهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يُخْفُونَ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَلَوْ رُدُّوا لَعَادُوا لِمَا نُهُوا عَنْهُ وَإِنَّهُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ. Allah Azza wa Jal tells us that if you saw when the disbelievers are put over the hellfire and they said, how we wish we could come back, and we will never deny the signs of our Lord and we will be from the believers. Rather, they exposed what they used to keep secret before. And if we returned them back, they would do the same thing again, and they are the liars. Look at the justice of Allah Azza wa Jal. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that the disbelievers that Allah misguided, even if Allah Azza wa Jal, after He misguided them, gave them the same chance again, the same chance again, then those people would go back and do the same thing again. Are they then not deserving of misguidance? Did Allah oppress them anything? If Allah Azza wa Jal says, if I gave them the opportunity again, they would do the same thing over and over again. When a Muslim understands this, you understand that this life is a test. You understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala maintains His creation in justice. شَهِدَ اللَّهُ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ وَأُولُو الْعِلْمِ قَائِمًا بِالْقِسْطِ. That Allah Azza wa Jal, by His own testimony, and the testimony of the angels, and the testimony of the people of knowledge, that Allah Azza wa Jal maintains His creation in justice. Allah Azza wa Jal maintains His creation in justice. And you see the justice of Allah Azza wa Jal when He tells you Yawm al-Qiyamah what the outcome will be for the people who suffered, but they had the iman. They suffered, but they turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you see the justice that comes from that. And then after all of that, you've seen the wisdom of Allah Azza wa Jal and the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you realize that this life is a trial, then you come down to just a few simple things that you have to remember. Number one, that Allah Azza wa Jal promised you that if you work hard and you strive hard, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide you and will help you. Number two, that you recognize your need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that when difficult things happen to you and when good things happen to you, you realize that it is a test from Allah and a trial from Allah, and so you try to be from the people who are grateful for the good and patient over the difficulties and the problems that happen to you. And when you do this, you eventually attain a level of contentment with what happens to you, because you know that Ar-Rabb, Ar-Rahim, Ar-Rahman, the Most Merciful, will never ever decree something for you except that this is the best opportunity for you. Allah Azza wa Jalla will never decree something for you except that this is the best chance for you and the best opportunity. So when things happen to you, see it as an opportunity, see it as a chance to be forgiven, as a chance to be nearer to Allah. And don't become full of pride and arrogance and say, why is this happening to me and how could this happen to me? Instead, say that Qaddarullah wa ma sha'a fa'al. It is the decree of Allah and He does what He wants. Ask Allah for His guidance. Ask Allah for His help. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Repent to Allah azza wa jal. Read the seerah and the biographies of the people who came before you from the prophets alayhim as-salatu was-salam, and our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the companions radiallahu anhum. And you will see clearly how a Muslim should believe in the decree of Allah and how a Muslim should behave in the face of difficulties and calamities. And I just want to conclude by saying that there are many, many benefits to this. There are many benefits to this. From the benefits is that it removes jealousy and hatred from your heart. It makes your heart settled. Because how can you be jealous of someone when you know that they were given the best for them and you were given the best opportunity for you? So take the opportunities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you and ask Allah for His help. Work hard and don't be lazy. Don't turn around and say that if Allah wanted this to happen for me, it would have happened. But instead say it was the decree of Allah and He does what He wants. And turn to Allah Azza wa Jalla and ask for His help. ثُمَّ صَلُّوا وَسَلِّمُوا رَعَاكُمُ اللَّهِ عَلَى مُحَمَّدِ بْنِ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ كَمَا أَمَرَكُمْ بِذَلِكَ رَبُّكُمْ فَقَالَ قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اهدنا لأحسن الأخلاق، لا يهدي لأحسنها إلا أنت، واصرف عنا سيئها، لا يصرف عنا سيئها إلا أنت. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها، أنت خير من زكاها، أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين، اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان، اللهم كن لهم ناصرا ومعينا ومؤيدا وظهيرا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم، واشكروه على نعمه وآلائه يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. وأقيموا الصلاة.